Greetings, fellow traveler. As humanity awakens and evolves, we see change in every aspect of our lives. Let's consciously manifest our desires. I am Candace Craw Goldman, and this is New Earth Journey.
My name is Candace Craw Goldman, and I am very excited to talk to a good friend of mine this evening, Miss Katya Turner. And Katya is a new mommy. We have to talk about that, Katya.
Yes.
My daughter and I say mama. Anyway, she's a new mother and the author of I Was Made to Do This, which is an inspirational guide for natural pregnancy and natural childbirth. And she's the creator of IWasMadeToDoThis.com, which is a web community. And she's a happiness coach. And she's also the teacher of Inspired Pregnancy, which is an online class. And I can't wait to talk about that. She also is an author for Collective Evolution. And she writes for Natural News, too. She also gives private sessions on how to get and stay happy and inspired all throughout pregnancy and beyond. And so all of this started because Katya's pregnancy and her story is off the charts. So in just the 9 months that she was pregnant, she transformed herself from a busy, overthinking, paralyzed by fear. Oh, you were not. Anyway, city girl with cigarette in one hand, now that's for sure, and a Red Bull in the other to She is a vegan, non-smoking, garden, meditating, and writing self-help books mom. And she is the happiest person she knows. And she's one of the happiest people I know. Her transformation and her success inspired her so much, she desperately wanted to share it with other women to help them get over their fears, to help inspire and empower them. And that's why the book, I Was Made to Do This, came to life, along with the website that collects all the information and inspiration for natural pregnancy and natural childbirth. And she's going to tell us about this brand new online class that she started called Inspired Pregnancy. And in this class, she's going to share all that she knows about how to get and stay happy and inspired all through pregnancy and afterwards into motherhood. And I am so happy to talk to her today. But before we get going, in case anybody out there wants to give us a call, the number is 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. Welcome to New Earth Journey, Katya.
Yay, I am so happy to be here, Candace. Thank you so much for having me.
You are so welcome. And so I've already said you and I are friends, and when we get together, we can just talk for a long time about all kinds of things.
Yes, indeed.
So it will be a very quick hour, I am sure. But I'm so thrilled about seeing you get creative the way that you have after your pregnancy. So why don't you just tell us a little bit about your story, you know, your journey. How did all of this start?
Definitely. You know, Candace, I am myself very surprised seeing myself doing what I am doing right now. I definitely did not expect any of this to come out, but I'm so incredibly happy and thankful that it did come out the way it happened. So everything started with me being completely other person. I used to be just as you described, cigarette in one hand, Red Bull in another, always go, 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 city girl, overachiever, business person, never slow down kind of girl. And now I am such a completely different version of myself, and the whole transformation happened during my pregnancy, and I have learned so many wonderful lessons that I apply every day now in my life, and they just make the quality of my life so much different, and they made my pregnancy so much different than what media portrays it to be, that I felt so called and inspired to share it with other girls, because why wouldn't you want to have a happy, amazing 9 months despite, you know, what can be going on in your life, or despite the physical symptoms that we all have and we all have to go through? Mm-hmm. Why not be happy instead?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you did such a interesting job of really focusing on what the media does in almost every situation. It focuses on the bad things and what can go wrong, right? I mean, that's one of the things you wanted to do, is turn that on its head.
Exactly. Because I was never around pregnant women or pregnancy or early motherhood whenever I was growing up. So all I saw, it was pretty much TV and stories of some women around me. And the majority of them were horrifying to me personally. So I looked at all of that and I said, no, if I can make a choice for myself, and I definitely can, I wanted a midwife instead of a doctor. And I know that there are amazing doctors out there who are more on the holistic side, but I knew how I wanted it for myself. I did not want a hospital. I wanted a home birth right up front. I wanted a midwife and not a doctor. And I wanted not a single needle be stuck in me during the whole pregnancy. And that is exactly how it happened. And I could not be any happier at the 9 months that I had.
You know, that's an interesting point that you bring up about not being around other young mothers or pregnant people. I wasn't either. So you really do depend on what you hear, see, you know, on the computer and in news and in books and everything. And it's not quite like that, is it?
Yes, yes, indeed. Not at all. And I am so happy that I gave myself space to find out just how amazing it can be if you don't follow mm-hmm. what media is leading you to believe, or if you give yourself space to try and do it the intuitive way, the natural way, the way you're feeling called to do by your body instead of by a third party.
So how did you do your research then? How did you tease out, you know, what was real and what were the things you really need to worry about and what were the things that were being exaggerated, and how did you go about doing that?
The majority of the research I did was online, and then I read books, and also, of course, I talked to my midwife a lot. And she's a midwife I trusted a whole bunch, because she was the same midwife that brought my husband and both of his brothers to this world. And over 1,000 babies afterwards, all of which are happy and healthy now. So I definitely trusted her so much, and I vibed with her right from the beginning. So yes, the majority of the research was online. And that is how the website iwasmadetodothis.com came to be. It's because all the information that I was looking up was not all that easy to find. For those people who wanted specifically natural pregnancy and specifically natural birth. And that is why I created that resource for women to come to and get educated and get inspired, get pumped up by some positive stories.
That's really great. So an information resource, you sort of saving the legwork that that you did for other women. That's really wonderful.
Yes, thank you. And I believe that this resource is going to be needed more and more in the years to come, as more and more people are waking up and choosing healthy lifestyle for themselves and want to opt for holistic living and for natural living. And I believe that more and more people are going to be interested in that information.
Mm-hmm. So was it hard for you to change then, Katya? Did it come over gradually, or did it happen in an instant? Because you really are, quite the different person.
It happened without me even noticing, really. One day I looked back and I was like, I cannot believe how much I changed. But no, it did definitely happen gradually. And it started right in the beginning when I got pregnant. It was after we had 2 miscarriages with my husband. So we decided not to really tell anyone and see if it sticks. and just go about our normal life. But normal life did not necessarily come about. It was filled with changes, starting from I stopped eating all meat altogether. I was never really a fan of meat ever in my life. I ate it because my parents said it was good for me. But this time I definitely decided I could not be even near it. And then what is even weirder, or what I considered weirder back then, was I stopped eating eggs and all dairy altogether. And I used to be a fan of boiled eggs. I would boil 10 at a time and put them in salads and have some deviled eggs on the side. I mean, I was a fan. And all of a sudden, I was repulsed to all the heavy food. All I wanted was light food. So if you think about it, and if you think back to all I ate during my pregnancy, there was zero protein there. I could not even think about eating beans or avocados even. I tried eating pea powder that my midwife recommended, but even that felt way too heavy. And yet, every test that we took every month showed perfect protein levels in my body.
You know, I spent some time around you in your early pregnancy, and you only ate fruit. And I
yes.
was very much noticing that. And I, you know, you had this sense about you. You were absolutely convinced to the marrow of your bones that you were fine, your baby was fine, and you were just listening. You were listening to your own self, your own body, and probably that of your baby too. And that's pretty darn interesting, and I think pretty unusual too. What did your midwife have to say about that?
You know, and I am so happy my midwife was absolutely on my side. She believed it as well. I mean, every test we took showed that I was perfectly fine. I was the happiest I could be. I had way more energy than I ever had before I got pregnant. Normally, I heard everywhere in the media that the first trimester you're supposed to be sleepy and tired, and it takes so much of your body to make a baby. And I was like, what are you guys talking about? I was up at 6 in the morning, and by 7 I was already at the computer starting to work. I was so healthy and full of vitality that I definitely saw and felt how it was working for me to listen to my body.
That's so interesting. You know, you know this, that we've just welcomed our second grandchild into our family.
Yes, and congratulations again.
Thank you so much. Anyway, for my daughter's first child, her husband was gone. He was actually deployed over into the Middle East, and I was her birth partner. And so I was with her from the entire 9 months of her pregnancy for her first child. And there's something really interesting that I want to mention about that particular situation, because Katya, she did the same thing. She really listened to her body. And one of the things that she did was she ate apples, and she ate so many apples. And she, I mean, it was like her go-to food. She, and particularly towards the end, she was eating all of these apples, and she didn't gain any weight at all because she just found out that she was gluten intolerant. And so her body was quickly converting some of the, the stores of weight on her body into for the baby, and she gained nothing. Now, I think not until she was like even 5 months pregnant. But then, and the reason I'm even bringing that part up is, she gave birth to a big baby boy, and just 9 days after she gave birth, she actually had emergency gallbladder surgery. She had to have her gallbladder removed 9 days after she gave birth. But the reason all of that ties together is because I read, and now I understand, the malic acid, the tons, the orchard fulls of apples that she ate, mm-hmm. kept her gallbladder going. It probably was compromised even before, or she got pregnant. But it kept her gallbladder, it kept her from having surgery while she was pregnant on her gallbladder. Absolutely. Having those apples going through her at all times like that, mm-hmm. is one of the things that she was listened to her body. And I'm very grateful that she didn't have to, you know, go through such a thing while she was pregnant. I mean, it was hard enough for her to do it right afterwards, but she listened to her body too.
Definitely. And I feel like while we're pregnant, it is so much easier to really tune in to your inner guidance and to your almost, I want to say, animalistic instincts that are so strong when you're pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like during that time, we learn a lot about ourselves, about our bodies, and about how to listen to them, how to listen and trust our bodies, and that they definitely know better in a lot of cases than we and our fear can.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the other things that your body was telling you while you were pregnant?
All of a sudden, I was being drawn to nature a lot. And before I got pregnant, I was definitely not a nature girl. I was a big city girl. I enjoyed my crowds of people and concrete buildings. And I would sit there and wonder how and why would people live in the middle of nowhere willingly when there's not a 24/7 store right next to your apartment or house. It just was beside me. I was never gardening ever in my life because spiders were there. And here, all of a sudden, I catch myself wanting to plant. And it started with planting flowers, and then we were planting trees, and then our whole backyard was full of lush greenery that I could not wait to go out and connect with every day. I felt so connected to earth and to plants. It was just amazing. I could not believe myself. And yet I'm still carrying that same vibe all till now. And now, consciously processing all of this, I realize how much benefit lies in connecting with earth and gardening, mm-hmm. and connecting to nature while you're pregnant or not.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Katya, did you also have a doula, or did you just have a midwife?
I just had a midwife.
And so a doula is a person who helps out with pregnancy, who takes particular interest and care in the mother's experience beyond even the fact that, you know, the baby and the midwife and all of that. It's a mother focused helper. And my daughter, in her latest birth, she actually had a doula and then a doula in training. And she was so grateful to have the additional support there. I just wondered about that. How did you pick your midwife? Can you tell us that?
I knew it. I remembered my story. I remembered the stories my husband told me about him being born in a barn, I think somewhere in Huntsville here in Arkansas. And how his mother's friend, who used to live nearby, and I mean like right next door, she was a midwife and she delivered him into this world. And I knew I wanted her, especially when we decided to move to this area as well. I knew it, and I definitely made the right choice.
So Katya, your midwife delivered your husband and your baby?
Yes. How cool is that?
What a wonderful story. I love that story. Oh, that's just super. So this must have been special for your husband as well.
Definitely. It was definitely very special. And the midwife herself, she's an amazing person and very experienced and understanding and very kind. And that is definitely something I wanted in my birth. And this is something that I envisioned myself experiencing. So I was so thankful. I'm still thankful for the birth that I've had. And she is to thank for a lot of it.
So Katya, what do you tell women who have questions about the safety of giving birth at home? Because we all know that things can, you know, turn in a pregnancy. And my daughter, she wanted to have her firstborn at a birth center and ended up having to go to the hospital. But how do you talk to women about that?
I say, listen to your gut. Listen to yourself. I believe that every woman knows inside of them what they want and what they need for their best interest and for the best interest of their baby. And of course, research, of course, have a plan B. But some women don't feel like they're going to feel safe by delivering at home, you know? And I feel like it's perfectly fine as well if you want to deliver in a hospital. Or if some women want to have a home birth, but, you know, they're concerned, have a plan B in place. Research where is the nearest hospital, who can take you in, how can they take you in if you're in the middle of labor with your midwife. Have that research. I'm sure if you're planning to have a midwife at home, she will know a lot of that information. She will give it to you up front. But most of all, listen to your gut, because it knows. It always knows what's best for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So tell us a little bit more about the community. Not only did you write a book, I mean, you have a web community. Tell us about that.
So the book came to be after the whole experience. Mm-hmm. I remember it was about 3 months after I've given birth, and I could not wait to start writing. I started writing my first chapter while nursing my daughter to sleep. I just could not wait. It had to get out. I was so fired up and inspired by my experience. I felt like it was a crime against humanity if I did not share it. So I first wrote a book, and I remember I've always wanted to publish it, with a big publisher. I always knew that it was somehow going to come in my life. And then one day I looked at it when it was nearly completed, and I decided, no, I don't want money to be the reason why certain girls cannot access this information. I felt like it was so life-changing and so raw and so powerful that I just wanted to put it out there for the sake of fulfillment, my own fulfillment in sharing this beautiful, what I feel like, information. That is how the website came to be to begin with. And then I thought to myself, why not pool all of that information that I was looking up back in the day, as it was so hard for me, pull it all together and create the space for women who are like-minded in their search for natural alternatives in prenatal care and in giving birth. Why not have a space for those women to come together and to inspire each other, to uplift each other, to share information and experience?
That's really great. Did you do that from the very beginning? How's the community going? What sort of things happen there?
We just come, read articles, talk about our experiences. Some women are still pregnant and they're joining our community. The majority of action is happening on Facebook, which I'm really, really pumped about because I see a lot of interaction now and a lot of feedback to the work I do. And it's been just so rewarding to see how many women are benefiting from it. And a lot of women are still sticking with us after they give birth and they share their experiences. And I feel like it has become more of an empowerment, women-to-women community, rather than, you know, even about pregnancy and childbirth. Women stick around because they like other women accepting them and empowering them.
So how would Facebook users find you on Facebook or find this group on Facebook?
It is just a page for I Was Made to Do This. So if they search for I Was Made to Do This on Facebook, they will definitely come about us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so does your community then welcome women who have all kinds of ideas about childbirth, even ones who would want to have all of the medical intervention and hospital technologies involved?
Definitely. Definitely. I feel like it is not so much about persuading anybody in the fact that something is better or something is safer. It is about coming together in our womanly power and in our innate knowing for what is better for us. So I definitely encourage positivity and I encourage respect, and I never want to judge anybody for their choices, just like I did not want to be judged back whenever I made my choices, which to some people would be considered wild. And I would be considered a high-risk pregnancy, and how could I give birth without a doctor at home in an apartment, you know? And yet I felt so safe in my own belief.
Mm-hmm. And there's something to be said about feeling safe in your own home and in your own surroundings without a bunch of technology around you. You know, some people just feel better like that.
Definitely, definitely. Certain people feel safer when they know that the doctor is inside, and if something would go wrong, you know, they will be right there to help them. And it's definitely a valid feeling, you know. And certain women, they feel safer at home. Like I feel it was because of my rebellious personality. I hate being told what to do. Mm-hmm. So for me during labor, it was huge. The fact that I did exactly what I wanted to do. If I wanted to try water, I tried water. I wanted to try sitting on the toilet for 3 hours. That's exactly what I did. Nobody told me to go sit, push, lay down, nothing. I knew exactly what my body needed of me at that moment, and I did exactly that.
Mm-hmm. And isn't it just so wonderful that we can all think about the individual, you know, the power of the individual making choices without, you know, feeling pressured one way or another. I think that's just great. So how about this, Katya? How do you think the consciousness of your baby played into some of your decisions?
Hugely, hugely. I felt her from the start. I felt my baby when she joined me, if you would, from the very start. I knew when she was sampling different foods, and I could separate my feelings from her feelings very, very accurately from the very beginning. So I remember we went through stages of eating just peaches, and then we went through stages of eating a lot of plums, and then we went through a stage of onions. And then she had a stage of seeds. She wanted to try seeds. So we would go and sample. And then also whenever, I remember I would take a shower or a bath, I could almost feel her bubbling excitement inside of me, feeling this experience that I was having as she was having her own experience. And I definitely believe that in a lot of these hard choices that I made for myself and for her, her feelings played a huge role. And I feel like that is why all women are way more connected to their own inner guidance system while they're pregnant, is because their baby is helping them a lot in that. So you don't only have your own willpower and your own connection, but you also have your baby's.
So did you find yourself ever having a conversation with her or asking her a question or her opinion about something, or was it not that direct?
Oh, constantly, constantly. This was part of the reason why I recorded a Meet Your Baby guided meditation afterwards for other women to experience the same thing. But this was another huge post of change in my pregnancies. I started meditating. I was always an overthinking person, and I started meditating all of a sudden because I decided, why not? Why not try it? And I hated it at first. And in a week, I saw a huge difference in how I started processing life outside of me. And during meditation is when I connected to her, and I talked to her a lot. I envisioned her every day, I saw her in my dreams, and it was almost like I knew exactly what kind of person I was going to meet during, you know, after my labor at birth. So yes, it was definitely an amazing experience. And as far as meditation goes, it has helped me in so many ways. I could not even start describing. I mean, the list can go on and on, starting from the feelings of anxiety going away to being able to process huge workloads without any stress really at all, being able to be happy and collected in the middle of a storm. My husband was losing his business. We were losing so much money. We didn't know how we were going to make it. I was working around the clock, but really paid all of our bills, and not a single line of stress came about me, because it just didn't. As I believe with meditation, we learn to tap into our flow and to tap into our divine power as a human here. And it has helped me a lot. And meeting my baby was part of it.
I love that. So is the guided meditation available on your website as well?
Yes, correct. If you would go to iwasmadetodothis.com and you follow the inspiration tab to meditations, which I have collected a lot of inspiration there, with books, people I followed, radio shows I listened to, and your Earth Journey radio show is one of them, because I was always on it when I was pregnant, as it was so inspiring to me and uplifting, and I made it a point to myself to stay inspired like that.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, thank you.
Yay, thank you. You made my pregnancy amazing.
Oh, that's so wonderful to hear. And so tell us, before we, you know, get too much further into the show, so the book, and then, well, wait, I have one more question about the books. I love the title, because I imagine you at some point, like, just stopping and then saying those words to yourself. I was made to do this. And I wondered, did you have a moment like that, or a culmination of moments, or how did that title come to you? Was it very personal?
Candace, that is exactly how it happened. And I'm getting a huge goosebumps when you talk about it. Yes, because at first I remember I was terrified of labor and pregnancy whenever I was pregnant before the two miscarriages. I was terrified to the point of hysterically crying, because I didn't know how was my body supposed to make a healthy human being with the lifestyle I was leading, and how I was going to make it through labor. How was my heart going to survive? I mean, the fears went on and on and on. And in this pregnancy, at first, I didn't think much about it, because I didn't even want to think if it was really going to stick or not. So I didn't want to get my hopes up. And then at one point, I was like, wait, my body is made to do this. Why can my cat do it? And why do I have to stress about it? Why can't my dog do it and not, you know, twitch a little? And why do I have to be afraid? My body is designed to do exactly that. And my job is to stay out of the way, pretty much, with, you know, overthinking and freaking out. Yes, and whenever that hit me, it was so easy from then. It was so easy. I was not scared of labor at all, whatsoever. I felt safe. I knew in my own being, to the core of my bones, I knew it was going to be all right. I knew I was going to have a fast labor. And yeah, I was not scared at all, as I knew that my body was divinely designed. It is a divinely designed machine for that specific task.
Mm-hmm. And so then all of this has now culminated into an online class that starts soon, right? Tell us
tomorrow.
About the class.
Yes, it starts tomorrow. I am so excited. So the class is aimed at sharing all I know about how to get and stay inspired. I feel like inspiration has been a huge part of my success in my pregnancy and in all the all the lessons that I have learned along the way, and I want to share them all with everybody out there. So the class is going to be a 17-week course. One class every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Central Time, and I'm going to have it live at iwasmadetodothis.com/inspiredpregnancy. So again, iwasmadetodothis.com/inspiredpregnancy. There's a YouTube window already embedded out there. There's a little intro video you guys can listen to see what exactly that course is. I have a full course description there with all 17 classes, what to expect, what we're going to do during classes. And it's going to be a very interactive and fun class. And I feel like women who are not even pregnant and who are just now thinking about, planning a family, I feel like they could enjoy it too and take out a lot of lessons for themselves, not only for pregnancy, but generally for life.
And the class, you're offering this class, this initial class, for absolutely for free.
Correct. Yes. Yes, yes. This class, I made it absolutely free for everybody, as I want to test drive it and see feedback of people. I want to see maybe they need more. I want to see what questions they have. As I am developing an Inspired Pregnancy online program that is going to be so huge, but about that later. So far, it is an Inspired Pregnancy online course, and yes, absolutely free for everybody who wants to enroll.
And so is it weekly, like on Wednesdays? Is that the way that works?
Yes, yes. So every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central Time at my website, iwasmadetodothis.com/inspiredpregnancy, I am going to be delivering those classes live. And also, I will definitely have the recorded versions as well, backing up there, you know, as we go into the class, so that people who have missed a first or first five classes can get a feel for what it is.
And so is your baby going to join you?
Definitely, yes. In some of the classes, she definitely will. And it's inevitable, really.
Oh, I love that. And she's toddling around right now, isn't she? So
yes, she is, more and more confidently every day.
So what are some of the class titles? Give us a little taste of what some of the different nights will be about.
So the first night, which will be tomorrow, I will introduce myself. I will tell my huge full story of my immense transformation. And I will do a run through of the class. And then the second week will be something that is very, very dear to my heart. It is about having a pregnancy and labor vision and making it come to life. It was huge for me. It's like I have this one rule that is huge in my life that I go by in any situation. I learned it during pregnancy and I stick through it till this day. It is have a vision. Have a vision for your future and have a vision for what you want. And that is exactly what I want to teach during that class, is making that vision, how to surround yourself in that vision, how to spend life, or how to spend time with your vision, how to make it come to life. And then one of the classes is going to be about creating rituals. And it is so special to me, and I know it sounds totally weird, but it's so not. It is about making something mundane, everyday activities, making them magical, just by the power of your intention. And I'm so very excited to share all I know about it, and yes, how to make your day be filled with magic.
I see one of your classes is how to protect your private bubble. My daughter asked me that earlier. She was like, what is it about being pregnant or having a newborn that makes people think that they can invade your privacy? Maybe that is that night talking about those kinds of things?
Yes, indeed. Very much so. As I am also the type of person who is, who minds the space around me. I am very selective about who I want to in my personal space And also the stories that I wanted to hear. I was very selective about that too. And I feel like there's a loving way of setting boundaries with people, because not everybody's like that. You know, certain people are more outgoing and they want to, you know, have everybody around them experience their pregnancy with them. But some people are not, and some people are very uncomfortable about speaking up. So that is what the class is about. I remember in the beginning, I was one of those people. I was very uncomfortable about speaking up and protecting my little privacy. But then at one point, it clicked in my head, and this is exactly what I want to teach.
I like that. So, you know, do you continue the idea of rituals even now? I have to tell you, I'm imagining, you know, diaper washing or or something like that. But you know, it's true. You can take mundane activities and make them special with a different focus and a different attention.
Absolutely. Every shower is special to me, as every shower to me is a meditation. Every bath is a meditation. Every time I light up a candle, it is a ritual in a way. Every time I make myself one of the herbal teas and sit down to have some quiet reflective time, every time it's filled with magic. And it's amazing. It just lifts your life up to such a higher energy point. That, yes, I really want to share it with people, and I feel like a lot of women can benefit from it.
So, Katya, did you, while during your pregnancy, were you able to meet up at all with others who were going through this at the same time? Did you make any friends like that, or did all of this connection happen afterwards?
I didn't. The reason why I could not really get out and meet other women like me was because I was the one stuck at home making money. I was a graphic designer, still am, and I worked from home and I worked around the clock. So to me, the space of finding like-minded women and finding people who inspired me was online. And I am so happy that it was like that, because I opened up for myself a whole new power of internet. And this is what I am using right now to get my message out there. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there are a lot of women in those situations when they can't necessarily just go out and, you know, meet friends, or they don't know where. And our phones and our computers seem to be in our lives a lot. So I am right there for them.
Mm-hmm. Because I know clicking down, looking at your class schedule, you do talk about how to find people who are like-minded.
And, exactly.
Mm-hmm, and that's really important. And you're kind of, it's interesting, you know, you're coming at it from a different perspective, but you're creating a place with your online community to find exactly that.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And one of my favorite classes, which is going to be the last class on the 20th of July, is How to Trust Your Inner Guidance, which is pretty much the central message of my book and of this whole course. It is how to find your guidance and how to have courage to trust it. Mm-hmm. I feel like we brush it under the rug a lot of the times in our daily lives. And one more reminder to stop and to listen and to follow can turn lives around. And I want to be that person to remind you.
Mm-hmm. So what was, Katya, what was the thing in your pregnancy that surprised you the most? The number one most surprising thing?
It was right side by side with quitting smoking and starting to meditate. The mm-hmm. quitting smoking part, I smoked for 13 years. It is a lot. Mm-hmm. And I come from society where it's so normal. And everybody around me really smoked back whenever I was growing up in Ukraine. And to me, and I tried quitting later on, and to me it seemed so impossible before I got pregnant. It seemed like life was going to end, and mentally, not necessarily physically. I didn't feel much of a physical addiction as I did mentally. So that was very surprising at how easy it was for me to quit. And I do believe that my baby and her energy played a huge part in it. And I definitely am happy that I stuck with it and purified my body a lot with my pregnancy. And then the meditation part. I used to be this overthinking, overanalyzing, never stopping person. And the power of stopping and breathing just turned my life around. It taught me so much about how to look at life in a different way, how to process life in a different way, and not let it affect you so much. Yes. Turned my life around.
And so I have to ask, how have all of these changes affected your husband? Was he kind of standing by being very surprised, or was he your partner in all of these changes, or what was all of this like for him?
He was my partner in all of the changes and some that I did not even expect. So first he quit smoking with me. And then he looked at me that I stopped eating meat and stopped eating old cheese. And he actually started doing the same. And I was looking back at him like, why, honey? Why are you doing this? Like, I want to support you. I don't know. I just want to support you. And it's not like I felt any hardship of giving up those kind of foods, because it was my body did it for me. But it was just so sweet to watch how he did it with me. And it's still doing it. And it's amazing. He used to be the person who would eat 2 steaks for dinner as well. And I would look at even back then and feel that it was not the healthiest of choices. But now looking at him eating salads and fruits with me, it's amazing. It definitely brought us way closer together. And I know that I was a huge inspiration for him.
That's great. That's really great. So you're taking some of this unconventional things forward. I was looking at your website, and I mentioned to you before we went on air that I read an article that you wrote, and I wanted to mention it because I enjoyed it so much. You wrote this article about something called co-sleeping.
Yes, it was something that was just on my mind, and I wanted to share it with women because I feel like I have stepped over such a huge fear in my experience with it, and in doing so, it changed my sleep, my life, and the quality of my life to such extent. That was the first night my baby slept through the night when I stopped finally freaking out about if I'm going to roll over her or not. Because from the very beginning, I felt that it was so natural for me to pick up my baby and lay next to me. Yet I kept hearing all of those stories, and they revolved in my head and revolved, and they stopped me from following my gut. And when I finally did, it turned everything around. And ever since then, we co-sleep, and we couldn't feel better, both me and her.
Yeah, so for those of you listening, there's actually a term. It's called co-sleeping, and it's when, you know, you actually sleep in the same place with your baby. And, you know, I'm in my mid-50s, and when I had my first child at 20, gosh, I guess I was 28. Is that how old I was? Anyway, nobody did that. And we were admonished never to do that because you'd roll over and smother your child. And so what did we all do? We created these nurseries and we put our babies in this other room. And then we went into this other, and then the mother is up all night long taking care of the baby because the baby wants to be next to the warmth of the mother. And I remember trying to do that with my first born child for a while. And then I certainly completely gave it up when I had my second child. And I started really thinking about it. And something you said earlier, Katya, was very poignant when you said it's almost like we tune into the animal part of us. And I think it was at night, you know, that I was thinking, you know, you show me anywhere in the animal kingdom where the mother takes the baby animal, you know, like the bear. And does the mother bear really go find, you know, a smaller little cave next door to the big cave to put the baby bear in? No.
This is hilarious.
Sleeps right, you know, the mother bird sleeps on top of the baby birds, the kittens and the puppies. I mean, look at animals, and we're mammals. This is what we do. And there's nothing more natural than nursing your child to sleep. It's easier on you. You're sleeping, you know, the baby's half sleeping, and it's so much more restful and peaceful. And I loved your story because you said the first night you did that, everything changed.
Yes, because she used to wake up every hour or every 2 hours. So as soon as I would stop putting her down and I would finally catch a breather and tried falling asleep myself, as soon as I started drifting off, she would wake up again. And we went on and on and on like that for about a month and a half. And then I was like, no, I'm going to try this. And oh boy, did it change everything for all of us.
And I think it's a great reminder to me to really question things like, you know, this societal thing. Well, everybody knows you can't have a baby in your bed with you because it's too dangerous. Well, you know, who's everybody? And you can definitely do things like you can take your bed off of its feet and you can make sure there's, you know, there's soft padding around and that you don't have kinds of blankets that are problematic. And not only that, I mean, how about you? I know I became a very light sleeper when I became a mother. I mean, that's just the way it is, you know, right?
Yes, I definitely agree. Even before I knew I could program myself in a way to sleep a certain way if I needed to wake up really early. So whenever I started sleeping with her, definitely, I feel like there is this special unseen cord between a mother and a child that works just without interruptions 24/7, whether the baby is right next to you or the baby is in another room or the baby's in another town. So yes, I feel like it's just a matter of tuning in to your deep, deep inner self to know what's best for you and what's best for your baby. And I bet the majority of the times, yeah, it's going to be co-sleeping.
Yes. And so, Katya, we're coming down to the end of the show. Just tell everyone once again how they can get a hold of you and how they can sign up for your class or find out about your community or download your book.
Yay. So they can find me on iwasmadetodothis.com. This is the website, again, where I collect inspiration and all the informative articles about natural pregnancy and natural childbirth. My book is published on that website. So if they go to the homepage, they will see a big, big blue button on the right top corner that says the book. So they can read it online or they can download PDF of it right there. And then the course they can watch at iwasmadetodothis.com/inspired pregnancy. One word, inspired pregnancy. And it's going to be live there. There is a sign-up form on that page that helps you sign up for updates, for class reminders, and mostly for class materials, because I will have printouts and handouts for those who attend. So that is a great tool that I have there so that people stay caught up with what's going on in the class.
Okay.
Also, all the class schedule is right there. So the class page is iwasmadetodothis.com/inspired pregnancy.
And completely free. So take advantage of it while you can, mothers-to-be out there. Katya, thank you so much for spending this hour with me. It was great to catch up with you.
Thank you so much for having me, Candace, and I hope to see a lot of expecting mothers out there on the site with me getting inspired.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Well, until next time, New Earth Journey listeners, take it easy, Be safe, be well. Till next time. Good night, everyone.